Listen on Demand, brought to you by 680 News.
Jordan, it is great seeing you. The last time I saw you, of course, you were a judge.
Yes.
For a, what was it called? It was
Cover Me Canada.
Canada, Cover Me Canada. How was that
CBC.
For you, man?
CBC. I was good. It was a new experience for me.
Mm-hmm.
I did one other kind of judging show like that. I was just a one-day guest on American Juniors, and it was like a spinoff of American Idol. But it was fun. It was fun to come up here every weekend, actually. I came up every weekend from Boston and did the show Sunday night. It was live, which was different also to do a TV show live. So, you know, it was good to see some talent that that Canada is producing, and it was good. Good times.
Would you have done that if they had that type of...
People ask me that. Would I have done of like a competition like that?
Or even YouTube, because, I mean, you got the Justin Biebers and many artists.
I would do YouTube, because I don't know if I would have done like a show like that. Me personally. Maybe the New Kids would have done it. Maybe. Mm-hmm. I don't know. But I don't know. Takes a lot of nerve, I tell you that. It takes a lot of nerve. I feel for all those people that get up there and do that, man. It's like, and then you get on in front of celebrities, you're in front of the world, it's like your first time being seen, and then you know you're going to get judged and served up on a platter after you finish. That is, you know, unless you blow people away, you know, but that must be tough.
But
week after week.
But when we talk about tough, I mean, hang tough. You and your group are the true image of that and what you guys went through. And from getting your record deal to gaining that respect, mm-hmm. to dealing with what you guys dealt with throughout that crazy time,
right.
and then even coming back years later.
Right.
And then you, of course, as a solo artist, doing all the things that you've done.
Right.
I mean, when you look back at all this, do you consider yourself a survivor?
Yeah, definitely. Anybody who rises to a certain level in this business, even really in any business. I mean, there's so many roadblocks, there's so many hurdles, there's so many, you know, bumps along the way and brick walls that you really have to smash through. And that the only thing that will get you past that is perseverance, but I think the only thing that gives you perseverance is to love what you're doing, to have so much passion and love for what you're doing that, so, you know, when you hit that wall, you just keep going. You take hits and keep going and keep going. It is tough, man. I gotta tell you, it is tough, but perseverance, that's the word of the day, folks.
Is that why you had called your latest album Unfinished?
Kind of. Unfinished is kind of, I did have to have a certain persistence and perseverance to get it done and to get it out on the shelves and everything else. But Unfinished kind of means, when I was doing it, I felt like I was really open to new ideas. I just felt like an open channel. And I felt like, man, ideas could keep coming and this album could never be finished. Like, I think, you know, when you hit a certain age, there's a lot of naysayers that be like, oh, you're too old to do an album. Or you guys are too old to come back. You're a boy band, you know, all that. But I really believe that it's all about your mindset, your mind state. If you're open and you're positive, new opportunities come to you. Just stay open. That's why I called it Unfinished. I felt like my life is unfinished, my work is unfinished, everything is unfinished. It's all flowing.
You know, and anybody who ever would even consider calling you old, if they saw the concert I saw with you and, of course, Backstreet Boys, that was amazing. And I actually said it was the best concert of that year because so many people it was the first time in a long time where I saw everybody actually have a good time, and not just everybody in the audience. You guys were having a good time on stage.
No doubt about it. No doubt. I mean, you know, I think this, you know, when you're a veteran act, you have a more maturity than when you first come out. I think we really understand. I think all of us collectively, in both groups, we're just so much more humble and grateful for being able to even step foot on a stage, for people to come to see us. So we really just want to give back. We want to give people their money's worth, and we want to have a good time, you know, not take ourselves too seriously, you know, but put on a great show for the people and have a good time.
New music? Is that going to happen?
New music for sure. Yeah. New Kids on the Block are in the studio now doing new music.
What can we expect?
Well,
come on, man.
I don't have any. I can't give you any titles or anything. But
what kind of style? Are we looking at what we heard the last time?
Yeah, but we always like to put twists and turns into our music, and we like to surprise people in a good way. Not anything that's gonna like be like, whoa, they've lost their minds. We want to blow people's minds. That's what we want to do, and I think we have some songs on there that's gonna do that.
But you still made time because you're touring. Because you're going to be, as we speak, you're performing here next week.
Yeah, I'm performing here next week at the government. I'm performing in Ottawa, Montreal next week. And then I'll be in Edmonton, Calgary, Vancouver, all in the month of October. So I'm doing that, but you know, I'm also corresponding with the guys and listening to music and getting things done. And we're going to just, like, set a block of time and just, like, knock out all the songs all at once, so... Still have time, and it's doable.
It definitely is, but, you know, you've been up here so many times, you got to consider yourself Canadian.
Well, actually, I am. I'm half Canadian. Well, I'm a dual citizen. I'm American and Canadian.
You serious?
Yeah.
I never knew that.
Yeah, my parents are Canadian, from Canada. Yeah, and my whole family's from Canada.
Wait, back it up, man. I never knew that.
Yeah.
What part?
Ontario.
Really?
Yeah, Dunville and Meaford. Meaford's where my father's from, and Dunville's where my mom's from.
So when did they move to the U.S.?
Probably in their late 20s.
Wow.
Maybe early 30s.
Wow.
Yeah.
So easy enough for you to come up here anytime.
Anytime, man. You know, I feel very welcome.
Have you ever thought
you,
of
Canada.
Have you ever thought of moving here?
Well, my roots are so, you know, I'm deeply entrenched into the Boston roots. But
yes.
I wouldn't mind. I mean... I've always loved coming up to Canada just because all my relatives, they're just great people. Great. I just felt there's people in Canada are very warm, very kind of salt of the earth and down to earth. And I just always got that from my relatives. And they would always be like, oh, here come the city slickers from the Yankees. Here come the Yankees. But for that reason, I would definitely love to live in Canada.
Well, the great thing is, whether you live here or not, we will always have your music here, whether it be past, present, or future. And that's
the
most important thing for us, because you're family, man.
Thank you,
man. Whether U.S., Canada, you're family, because we all grew up together with such great, great music and great performances that you guys put on. And
Thanks.
You, as a solo artist, also doing the exact same thing, man.
Thank you, man. Thank you.
For fans, of course, who want to follow you and check out everything you're doing, Twitter, what do we do?
Twitter, @ Jordan Knight. And for the latest news and ticket links and stuff like that for the October tour, jordanknight.com/events.
Fantastic. My friend, always a pleasure in talking
with
you.
Yeah, thank you, man. Thanks for always having me.